Hello, hello. Oh. Either hurry up or let the man pass.
Partner, these people have come a long way, too, so I know you won't mind them going ahead. Ma'am?
Watch your step, ma'am.
Excuse me. I'm next.
Hopefully we should go last. Or get the hell out of the way.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Quigley. We seem to be holding that man up.
No, ma'am. I just spoke to him and he ain't in that big a hurry after all.
From, mate?
Wyoming.
Right near Sydney.
A bit further north.
Hey, I can take you on a package looking for somebody. No, something.
I could use a good horse.
Oh, we can gentlemen from the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'll drink, sir. A place to rest your boat. A woman, perhaps.
I don't reckon the lady's all that anxious to get in your wagon, mister.
Roy? Oh, Roy, it's you!
I'm not Roy,
lady.
Every
time there's a ship from America, I come down here looking for you. And my God, you've come for me! I'm sorry, Roy. I'm sorry for everything.
This crazy girl belonged to you.
Didn't say that. Said she don't want to get in your wagon.
That's how she knows you.
Well, the boss says we can take some white tarts back to the station because we're sick of black ladies. So you just tell Cora to come real quiet and we'll feed her regular and everything.
Please take me home, Roy.
Bugger off, mate.
Excuse me. I'm new here, so I ain't rightly certain. Is everybody in this country as butt ugly as you three?
You're the fellow Marston sent us to bring back.
We sure showed him, didn't we, Roy?
You got something against riding horses in this country?
We ride them when it suits us. Bullocks eat and drink rougher. Put your saddle on one of them if you like.
Riding in the back of the wagon with the women. Should have known to bring my own horse. I wasn't talking to you.
Don't worry, Roy. Everything's going to turn out just fine.
doing?
I'm going to bandage your head.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, but it must hurt real bad. I want to help
Quit,
it get
please.
Better.
Quit!
You helped me enough already. I'm much obliged.
I don't know why you're being such a big baby about this, Roy.
Just hold still!
Quit!
Now, who the hell is this Roy, anyway?
Hey, do you need a hand with Crazy Cora?
Here.
Thank you.
Now, look, lady, I don't know no Roy, so you just leave me alone. Go on. God knows.
Ashley Bloody Pittman's heroes.
Friends of yours?
The British.
Taking the body back.
We've got orders to bring in all suspected cattle thieves.
The bugger's dead.
The trial will not be lengthy. Carry on, Sergeant.
We're looking for two deserters.
Can't say I blame them.
Have you seen them?
Nope.
New distractions, eh? Where's this chap on the back here?
That's the Yank Marston's brought out.
Oh, Yank, eh? Come to do for Marston what these fog Irish convicts obviously can't. Well, you just do your job and stay out of trouble. In our experience, Americans are uncouth misfits who've been run out of their own barbaric country.
Well, Lieutenant...
Major?
Major, we already run the misfits out of our country. We sent him back to England.
Are they koala bears?
Kangaroos, I reckon.
Well, Well, whatever they are, Roy, nature sure played an awful trick on them.
I am fed up with you. And I am fed up with Roy, whoever he is. My name is Matthew.
Well, pardon the hell out of me. I can't believe you would talk to me like that, Roy. I'd have washed your mouth out with soap if I had some.
Lady, you are about a half a bubble off a plum, and that's for sure and for certain.
Just because the road is rocky doesn't mean your spirits should get rocky, too.
When we get to Marston's ranch?
I've been on his bloody land for the last 2 days.
Things seem different here.
They say God made Australia last, don't you know? After he got tired of making everything else the same.
Well, I've seen some pretty country, that's for certain. What are you doing so far from home?
There hasn't been anyone else but you. You know that, don't you? You can take me if you want to, Roy.
God almighty, lady. Go to sleep. Matthew Quigley. Elliot Marston, welcome to Australia.
Well, sir, your men already welcomed me.
Coogan, Mr. Quigley's luggage. Take it to the lodge.
Mr. Marston, you said you'd pay me $50 in gold coin just for showing up.
Well, you don't waste much time.
Spent 3 months on a boat just getting here.
You intrigued me, Mr. Quigley. 21 men answered my advertisement from all over the world. Canada, India, England. They just wrote letters. But you had a way with words. My advertisement simply stated that I wanted to hire the finest long-distance marksman in the world. Have I? legendary shaft.
You know your weapons. It's a lever-action breech loader. Usual barrel length's 30 inches. This one has an extra 4. It's converted to use a special 45 caliber 110 grain metal cartridge with a 540 grain paper patch bullet. It's fitted with double set triggers and a vernier sight. It's marked up to 1,200 yards. This one shoots a mite further.
An experimental weapon with experimental ammunition.
You could call it that.
Let's experiment.
Whitey, take that bucket and ride out until I signal.
Tell me when you want him to stop.
Able to hit something that far away?
I don't know him. I never saw him before.
It'd have to be a good shot, all right.
About there'll do.
Are you quite certain, Mr. Quigley, that you wouldn't like the bucket a bit closer?
Quite certain.
He is the great scratch.
Told you, only my Roy could hit a coyote from that distance.
Very impressive. You're hired. Would you excuse me for a minute? There's some business I have to attend to. You might find this interesting.
Nice shooting, Roy.
Mr. Marston, I think there's been a mistake. One they call Crazy Cora. I'd appreciate it if your men would leave her alone till you and I have a chance to talk.
Whatever you want.
You are deserters from Her Majesty's armed forces. The penalty for your crime is death.
Plus, you were caught on my land. I could have you shot for trespassing.
No. You let us stay here, Governor. We'll serve you proper. Better than this convict scum you got.
Unfortunately, your commanding officer, Major Ashley Pitt, and I have an understanding, and so I'm afraid you'll be sent back to face the firing party. But I see no reason why you should be trussed up like animals.
Mr. Dobkin.
Mr. Quigley, do join me for dinner.
Well, you gotta admit, the Yanks are damn good shot with a long rifle.
Oh, sure, but you know, you give me a weapon like that, and I could beat him with my eyes shut.
Easy to say, O'Flynn. You've got a lot to learn.
Oh, I've got a lot to learn. Well, look at you then, Dobkin. Why, you've been here 12 years, and all you've got to show for it is cold mutton. He's in getting a fancy dinner.
Huh? You were actually in Dodge City. William Haycock must have been there.
Oh, it's been a night there once. I was pretty tired. Dodge City's a nice place to get some sleep.
Are you familiar with the Army revolver, Mr. Quigley?
Well, sir, I never had much use for one.
It's a recent invention of your countryman, Colonel Colt.
God created all men. They say Sam Colt made him equal, more or less.
You see, that's what I like about you Americans. You people of action, not words. That mint jelly on your lamb. It's my own creation. No, I'm a student of your American West. I've read a great deal about it.
Tell me about dingoes. 10 pounds a month shooting wild dogs seems like a whole lot for not much. Besides, you've got enough men and guns outside to kill every dingo within 10 miles of here. Unless you're talking about deserters.
Did you know that your American Indian is a race that has no word for wheel? No concept of farming, no understanding of land ownership.
Is that a fact?
But from what I hear, you found a solution to that problem in your country.
I guess that depends on whether you're an Indian or not.
You see, in many ways, our two nations are quite similar. We both brought civilization to the Stone Age. Unfortunately, in this country, we have failed in one regard. We have been unable to domesticate the most backward people in the world, the Australian Aborigine. Don't mind him, he's harmless. My parents were slaughtered by Aborigines, Mr. Quigley. They attacked so fast, my mother was found dead, still holding us sewing. Nowadays, they butcher our sheep and cattle. Her Majesty's government allows the local settlers to deal with the matter their own way. Its official policy is called pacification by force. But the real issue is that primitive as they are, the Aborigines have learned to keep out of rifle range. Which brings us to you, Mr. Quigley.
What the hell?
man knocks me out of my own house. Well, don't just stand there. Get it.
Has he got the rifle with him?
He keeps it right beside him. Who's there? Get him! He's just sitting in there with that big gun.
What did he say?
You forgot the gold.
Marsden. Well, he paid him in gold.
Bastard. He's right. I can have the gold anyway.
That's what I thought you'd say.
Thank you.
wish people quit hitting me on the head.
Don't worry. On a new job, it's quite common for things not to go well at first.
We should...
What?
I remember once my granddaddy told me about how when you're lost in the desert, you should sleep during the day and walk at night.
Your granddaddy tell you that? He also tell you we'll die in the desert without those horses.
Well, what good are horses if we die first?
Once in a while, she actually makes a little sense.
What did you say, Roy?
Never mind.
Marston!
What can I get for you? Some refreshment?
That's very kind, sir. I'd be obliged if you would identify for me two dead bodies.
Two men absconded. But I imagine this is a couple of newcomers who wandered off together recently. A man and a woman?
Two men. One has been stabbed and one shot through the head.
Coogan and Miller.
Well, it would appear that the man and the woman are still missing.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it? Well, don't worry, Major. I have no doubt I'll find them.
Tells me you and I were on the shady side of dead. This is a special place. But they use magic on us.
That old man over there looks like he's some kind of chief or medicine man or something.
What's this?
More than likely something that came out of the south end of a north pond kangaroo.
You mean kangaroo shit? Very kind. Do you think they're safe to eat?
You got a better idea? Much obliged.
Go on.
I don't eat things that are still moving.
You gonna shoot it first?
Yo, white man, 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 yo, white man Couple.
Yo. After you cut this strip out of this big piece of kangaroo. There we go. Swing your arm. Roll your wrist so you gotta keep that loop open. See that? See how that loop stays open? And you look at what you're throwing at? Swing the rope and throw right at it. Just wait till you try this. But you gotta guess what it is.
That little girl is so darling.
She sure is.
Not as darling as Roy Jr.
Oh, God almighty, lady. Not another Roy. Well, I don't know about you, but my stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
Roy was hunting Satans when the Comanches came. I grabbed the baby and a pistol and I hid in the root cellar out back. And the Indians tore up our sod house and I was real quiet, but then the baby started crying. I tried to shush him and suckle him, but he just wouldn't stop. One Comanche, I remember, he acted real drunk and wore my green apron. He must have heard something and started hollering and coming closer. So I put my hand gentle-like over my baby's mouth. Don't cry. Daddy'll be home soon. The Indians found us, but they just laughed. They was drunk. Didn't want to hurt anybody. And rode away. At sundown, Roy came home, but I was still afraid to come out of the cellar. I was afraid of what he'd do when he saw I smothered our son. I had to find some way to mend this petticoat. Look at that. The baby put me in the wagon and we went 70 miles to Galveston without stopping. He never said a word. Put me on the first ship he found. It was heading to Australia. And he said, "Don't want no woman that would kill my son to save herself." And he turned and he walked away and he never looked back. I know, because I watched to see if he would. This thing is just falling apart. It's just...
I'm tired.
Don't exactly talk your ear off saying goodbye, do they?
The Johnsons are always like that.
What?
Remember the church social last year? They ate everybody's jams and pies and left without saying a word?
Well, it's their own fault for inviting them again this year.
Why would they do that?
That's why.
I ever did see. You trying to get your head blown off?
Anyone who believes in magic is crazy.
Don't be running off like that. Could have used some help up there, you know. Well, I got my rig back. But no saddlebags, which means I can't make my reload. We got one horse and two canteens. And a rider got away. Which means Marston will know where we are.
Yeah, and we don't. I'm cold.
Well, you got the blanket.
Well, maybe we could share it tonight. There's something I want to talk to you about.
If we do, there'll be something I want to talk to you about. Share my bed till I'm certain you know who's in it. I'll say it.
If we had a wood cabin, we could get glass windows.
We'll see.
Sea's gotta be west, and that's how we're headed, but I sure wouldn't know it.
Oh, hell! Did you see that?
I sure did. Biggest ant I ever did see. What's my name today?
Matthew Quigley, same as any other day.
How's about you and me taking off all our clothes and going swimming?
What are you, crazy? There ain't no water. Why, shame on you.
Well, you... What about last night? You...
I what?
Oh, never mind.
Well, how's that then, Mr. Morrison?
Pretty good, O'Flynn. You've improved. Wear your holster a bit higher, and then you can grab the gun on the way up.
Well, I'm faster, aren't I?
Yeah.
Think I'll ever get to be as fast as you?
What, you mean if you practiced a lot?
Yeah.
No.
Not again.
Where are the others?
Dead. All dead. Quickly. He was everywhere.
Four more.
Can't I believe this?
Did you see him?
It was too far away.
How far?
3/4 of a mile, maybe.
That's impossible. How long from the time the bullet struck until you heard the report of the rifle?
2, maybe 3 seconds.
You Quigley is really beginning to annoy me. Topkin, how many men can we send out there?
These and 2 others. 6 men are still on a hunting party.
All right. It's £50 in gold to the man who brings Quigley in. So keep practicing.
You know, if we're lost, you can tell me.
We're lost.
And take bad news. Just tell me straight.
I don't know where the hell we are.
We're supposed to take time to make it sound better than it is.
I reckon we're going in circles.
Flower things up, I'll see right through it. So just tell me honestly. Are we lost?
Nope. I know exactly where we are.
That's good. Because frankly, I was getting a little worried.
Don't know where we're going, but there's no use being late.
Come on.
My back's broke.
You got shot, Hob. Ain't nothing I can do for you.
He didn't kill me.
Where's Marston Station from here? How far is the nearest town?
Why should I tell you?
Because if you don't, I'll let you live. You know, I'm new here, so I'm kind of curious. You think the dingoes will get you first? Or the ants?
Quickly! Don't leave me like this! Quickly! Marston Station's 2 days' ride southwest! Minkatanga's only 20 miles past the Bingabong!
Oh, straight, goddammit! Or I'll get the ants myself.
It's a town! A day's ride past the dry riverbed. That way! Now finish me.
You got one shot left in that shooter. Make the most of it. Now that we should keep moving until we find some help.
I reckon we should stop for the night. The baby's hurt. It's weak and he needs some shelter.
The kid's probably tougher than we are. The fellow was eating like his belly button had been rubbing a blister on his backbone.
Yeah, he was eating, but he needs some milk.
Well, I don't recall seeing a whole lot of milking cows around here. There should be a town to the southwest, but I reckon we could make it in a hard day's ride.
We can't make it. He should stay here with me. You can make the ride faster without us.
Well,
just leave me the extra rifle and pistol.
Do you know how to use a shooter?
I am a native-born Texican.
Well, there's enough water for 2 days. If I ain't here drinking it. What do you think? What? What's the matter?
You're the only man on this continent that would ask me what I think.
That ought to do you.
Thanks for the lizards. Now you've checked the guns 3 times. There's plenty of food and water. We're fine. Keep going.
You run into any of his own people? You'll give him a little bit, won't you? You gotta promise me.
Sure could use something else to wear.
He'd be better off with them. You know that, don't you?
If you see any dresses that aren't too costly, red's my favorite color. Red or even pink, but red's my favorite.
I should be back in 2 days. If I ain't back in 3,
you'll be back.
You bet.
Unusual calibration, Mr. Quigley. This will take some time to duplicate.
No, sir, it won't. You can substitute a 450 number 2 British musket lead. Marston ain't gonna wait.
Marston? He's a murderer. He mixes flour with poison to kill the aborigines. Yes, this is a cruel, uncivilized...
Shut, Papa. Let the man eat. He's got a long ride ahead of him tonight. I was able to find some condensed milk for the baby and some tins of beef for you and your woman.
Well, ma'am, she ain't exactly my woman.
Ah, Klaus, come over here. Mr. Quigley, I would like you to meet my son.
Pleased to meet you.
I know who you are. You're the American. The one who's been helping the Aborigines. Is that the rifle I've been hearing about?
You can take a look at it if you'd like, son.
So heavy.
Well, you get used to it. Son, I hid my horse in the gully out back. I'd be much obliged if you'd bring it up for me.
Yes, sir.
Klaus, after you get Mr. Quigley's horse, saddle up ours as well.
Yes, Papa.
He didn't get all that from a wanted poster.
Everyone knows about you. The Aborigines who come to town to trade with us talk about the spirit warrior.
Oh, been called a lot of things, ma'am. Remember that?
Yeah. Get the others. Where'd you get this saddle, kid?
don't cry. Daddy'll be home soon.
I will have your cartridges ready. Until then.
Much obliged, but never had much use for one. I know I can't repay you for what you've done, but...
No, please.
No, you take it. It's Marston.
In that case...
Are you certain you won't stay the night? You need the rest?
No, ma'am.
Thou should be here with the horses by now.
I best be getting back. Get back inside.
But...
Now!
Nobody could live through that.
Excuse me.
Want
to try your luck with that belly gun. Then again, you might not. That's what I figured.
Even if you kill me, Marcin will catch you. He's coming for you.
I ain't gonna kill you. Because you're gonna go tell Marston I'm coming after him. Now get him.
Sure, Paddy and Oliver.
Quickly said to tell you, he's coming for you. He'll get us all, I know he will.
Oh, shut up. One man, and he's beating all of you.
Brophy, you and Mitchell ride with me as far as the gap. Dobkin, get every available man. I'll find Ashley Pitt.
Yes, sir.
And get him out of here. He's bleeding all over the rug.
Killed the Comanches, and he's just fine, honey.
Quite a woman, Cora.
You get any sage hens?
I got the next best thing. I didn't have a red one.
Oh. No matter. Is it pretty?
Looks good on me.
Oh. I missed you.
You did? Who'd you miss?
You.
Me. Not that other fella.
You. I don't want you to go.
You sure look pretty in that new blue dress.
If you go after Marston, he'll kill you.
Kid, next time she talks like that, pee all over the dress. You have every right to your happiness, Cora.
Suppose I can convince you.
No, sir.
I will see to it that she gets out of here safely.
know something, lady? I ain't figured you out yet.
Good. Crazy people are blessed that way, don't you know? I'll never see you again, will I?
You sure look pretty in the morning sun.
Two men at the front and one at the back. Scotty's riding off the patrol ridge. Now, Mr. Marston, the men were wondering. The man who kills Quigley, the 200 pounds in gold, reward you posted.
Who asked you about it?
Kavanagh.
Have Kavanagh guard the front porch. Tell him to wear my coat and hat.
His revolver. He wants it freshly loaded for the night.
Do you think he's losing his cabbage?
Maybe Scotty's got Quigley.
Anyone can leave safely before dawn except Marston. Most cordially, Matthew Quick.
He must think I'm stupid. This just means he's going to try and spring something on us during the night. All right? Nobody sleeps. Give me that.
Thank you.
They're gone.
What?
Three men ran off last night. Ginnivan, Kelly...
Why the hell didn't you stop?
Where is he?
It's got to be way up there. Near the cutting.
So much for Kavanagh's reward. That bastard's been sitting up in the rocks all morning just waiting for two idiots to line up in his sights. All right. We'll do the last thing Quigley expects.
Let's get back to the station.
Get up there.
Say no harm.
You throw that hog leg away. Easy. On your feet.
Side there. Make it harder for him. I'll cover you.
This rock's covering me fine.
Move, you gutless bloody wonder.
Close in on him!
I can bounce the next one clean through you. How brave are you?
I'm coming out.
Well, it ain't real brave, but it is smart.
I got him! I got Quigley!
Mr. Morrison, Quigley, alive.
Well, half alive.
Good work, you two. Well, well, well. Mr. Quigley. Good of you to drop in again.
Nothing clever to say.
The great Quigley. So this is what you were all afraid of. Bring him over here and stand him up.
Stand up.
Cut him loose.
Now put his rifle on the ground in front of him.
No. Throw it away. O'Flynn, go and get my second revolver. I know how much you'd like to have your rifle with you at this moment, Mr. Quigley, but I think you'll find that I've got a much better idea.
Stick it in his belt.
Go on! I seem to remember you're not too familiar with Colonel Colt's revolver, so this will be your first lesson. Don't worry. Mr. Dobkin and Mr. O'Flynn will ensure that it's a fair contest. I'll just back up a few paces. To your left a bit. That's it. Now you're right in front of my old pistol target. Some men are born in the wrong century. I think I was born on the wrong continent. Oh, by the way, you're fired.
This ain't Dodge City. And you ain't Bill Hickok.
Said I never had much use for one. Never said I didn't know how to use it.
Somewhat the worse for wear. This appears to be Quigley. I think you have a lot to explain, sir. Not that it'll do you any good. Sergeant?
In pursuance of a warrant duly attested by a justice of the peace, you are hereby charged with numerous and serious crimes, including murder...
In short, this paperwork says that we can hang you.
I ain't gonna swing on no gallows.
Well, you can always be shot on the way to your trial, while trying to escape, of course. Or you can die right here, bearing arms against the army of Her Majesty the Queen. Well, the decision...
When's the next boat leaving?
For Europe or the Americas?
America.
Yeah, let's see here. I've got one leaving this afternoon for San Francisco. Your name, sir? Name?
Roy. Roy Cobb.
How many?
Two.
I got something I want to say to you.
Well, I got a couple things I want to say to you, too.
Remember once you told me before you'd make love to me I had to say two words?
What's that?
Matthew Quigley.